The tracking has been going on for the better part of a week by the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, where Jeff Huffman is chief meteorologist.
We've got an unusually warm and humid air mass moving really far to the north, all the way up into Michigan. And right behind that, low pressure is developing in Texas and Oklahoma. The ingredients are coming together for what I will call a memorable storm for many residents of the Mid-South. There will be numerous reports of damage.
Originally, the forecast called for a noon to 4 o'clock window for the most severe weather moving through the Pensacola area. But Huffman says they're working with updates and data that changed overnight.
What hasn't changed is the severity of this line moving in. The squall line itself could produce wind gusts up to 60, maybe 70 miles per hour. That can produce significant damage. And then if there's any thunderstorms that develop just ahead of the squall line, they could also rotate and produce an isolated tornado.
It's important that residents don't panic when the skies darken and the winds pick up. Huffman says there may not be a lot of thunder and lightning, but he reiterates the storms will move in and out rather quickly.
The Pensacola metro area and the surrounding areas, I'd say be ready and be in your interior location or your inside location by 10:30 or 11 a.m. And then from then until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that four-hour window is when I encourage everybody to just kind of stay put, plan something indoors.
Meanwhile, emergency operations are gearing up just in case.
Right now, we're going to posture for monitoring the system throughout the weekend. We do have our emergency crews on standby if needed that we can call in and call in additional people if we need to.
Eric Gilmore is Escambia County's new emergency manager and spoke with the National Weather Service in Mobile this morning. He said they don't anticipate much of a rain event or flooding.
We do anticipate more of a wind, straight line winds, tornadoes that we're more concerned about. It looks like everything's going to kind of remain north of us for the most part, but our concern is, of course, the supercells or the stronger cells out in front of the front that's coming in.
Gilmore was asked at what point would they go beyond the monitoring stage and actually turn on the lights at the emergency ops center.
Anything outside our typical Florida thunderstorms that we have, you know, we get those supercells and everything. We start getting some damaging winds to structures or property or things of that nature, or we have mass casualty type event where we get multiple people hurt with collapse, we'll definitely be ramping up our emergency services.
Gilmore began work this week as the new EMA director after working for the Florida Department of Health, most recently as regional emergency response advisor for a 10-county region. He also serves as Escambia Fire Rescue as McDavid Station Chief.
Nothing like trial by fire, I tell you what. Hopefully I'm stood up to the challenge and everything's going to go well.
There's also a winter component to the storm farther to the north. A large area of heavy, wet snow is reported from parts of Oklahoma through the Ozarks all the way up to the Great Lakes region. Back home, FPRIN's Jeff Huffman says look for a brief cool down after the front marches through the western panhandle.
This system is a fast mover. It's going to slow down and stall over near Tallahassee, but here in the western parts of the panhandle, cooler, drier Saturday night and Sunday, and then we get back into the warm, humid air by Monday with another chance for some rain.
More information is available this weekend at WUWF.org and at WUFT.org/FPRIN. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.